The acting executive secretary of the African Peer Review Mechanism Governing Council, Samuel Kudu, says Ghana is ready for a second review of its governance and socioeconomic system. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kudu says there's a lot more to be done as regards some recommendations, such as implementation of the Disability Act. He spoke to George Ankra.
Ghana has been implementing the APRM for the past 5 years, and as per the guidelines of the APRM, the country must subject itself for periodic review. We are 5 years, so we are ready for a second review. So as a country we are, and as per the requirements of the APRM, we should be.
What makes you think that you are ready? Because there are a whole lot of areas that are supposed to be looked at. Can you take us through the drill?
What happens is that once you undertake a review and you assess your governance status, you prepare a program of action to address these shortcomings. In 2006, Ghana developed a national program of action. This was implemented by mapping it onto the GPRS2, that is the Growth and Poverty Reduction Strategy. So it was implemented through that strategy for the past 5 years. When the GPRS2 ended in 2010, those that were not implemented were mapped onto the Shared Growth and Development Agenda. In any case, you don't have to, as it were, implement every item on the program of action to undertake a second review. The second review affords you an opportunity to take an overall evaluation of what you have done, what are the shortfalls, and what next you need to do. So that precisely is what makes Ghana ready for the second review.
We have completed the GPRS 2 in 2010, that is last year, and the unimplemented activities have been offloaded onto the medium-term development program. What does that exactly mean?
What it means is that we pledge ourselves to do so A, B, C. Let us assume we have done A as at the end of the GPRS 2. That does not necessarily mean we threw out the recommendations B and C. What we do is, as a nation, it's an ongoing process. So we look out for the next development agenda, and that takes care of the implementation of unimplementable recommendations in the program of action.
As the man in the seat of the APRM, would you say that Ghana has been doing well in terms of democracy and good political governance?
On that score, I would say yes and no. Yes, in the sense that we have, as it were, implemented a number of recommendations that were raised insofar as democracy and good political governance is concerned. But you realize that it moves beyond the initial implementation into other areas, such as, if I take a typical example, the recommendation is PASS Disability Act. We have passed the act. But can we say that by passing the act, we have solved the problems that persons with disabilities face? No. There are other challenges that we need to, as it were, address. So I'll say yes, we have implemented a recommendation, but no, we haven't actually solved the challenges that face persons with disabilities.
He said the review will afford stakeholders the opportunity to examine Ghana dispassionately.
We are limited as a secretariat and as a governing council by the various recommendations that were raised in the program of action. Now, if you talk about youth, there are different aspects of youth. You can talk about education, we talk about health, we talk about child trafficking, we talk about prostitution. All these are issues that affect the youth. So we have addressed some of the issues. We haven't addressed all of the issues. So that is how I would look at the implementation of issues that affect certain aspects of our society.
Still on democracy, you realize that political tension is now rising with utterances that are plummeting the temperature. How are you looking at that in terms of your readiness for peer review?
The peer review affords us an apolitical platform to look at issues dispassionately. That is how the APRM works. So in spite of the political rhetoric that is ongoing, if you should sit down all political parties and ask them to place their cards on the table, you realize that there are very little deviations insofar as the core issues that face us as a country is concerned. That is precisely what the APRM looks at. What are the core issues if we granted we are going for an election? What are the core issues that all parties are looking at for. You realize that everyone will be talking about the biometric voting system, voter registration. So these are the core issues that as the APRM, we bring stakeholders together, fashion out what are the practical steps that we can implement to address these core issues that affect us as a nation. We listen to the noise, but beneath the noise, we realize that there are core issues that must be addressed. And that is exactly what the APRM seeks to do.
Does your mandate involve sanctions?
The APRM is a voluntary association. It hasn't in any way granted Ghana says we are going to do ABC, and Ghana does not do it. There is no way anybody is going to sanction Ghana for not doing it. But as a people, we commit ourselves to doing certain things. That is precisely what all stakeholders to the APRM will be looking for. But to say that we will be sanctioned for not doing what we said we are going to do, that is not.
Do you, as an organization, have the mandate to sanction your government in case they do not implement what they're supposed to implement according to the mission statements of the organization?
We do not sanction the government. What we do is we keep on highlighting where the challenges are, and then we leave it for stakeholders to debate as to the appropriate way of addressing the challenge that we face. But we do not, in any case, sanction. What we do is to prepare reports on our progress, how we are progressing. We do not in any way sanction, not at all.
Mr. Sam Cujo is the acting executive secretary of the APRM Governing Council.